要对付这一种说法，所以我才讲这个，实在是有点复杂了。不过我心里实在我很疑惑，要不要跟各位讲这个？因为讲这个东西啊，我知道很难了解。可是不然，可是如果不讲的话，就好像nonsense。就是等一下我们所讲的一些，人家说，如果你拿这一派的人的观点看起来的话，我等一下要跟各位讲，主要的要跟他讲的那查经的方法，都一点意思都没有。你何必查？你何必找出圣经跟你讲什么？圣经根本就没有这些大东西，那你怎么办？所以为了这个缘故，就才讲这个。Is that clear to you? OK， 好。所以啊，OK， 三点就是说，你不要说到圣经里面看几节圣经，比如说几节圣经告诉你说啊，我们应该爱神。比如说圣经告诉我们应该爱神。那他们说你怎么晓得我们应该爱神？你说圣经明明这样讲的吗？圣经单独的这几句话没有意思，你要看整个圣经跟什么，整个圣经的 emphasis， 整个圣经所强调的是什么。那主要问那个问题，不要问圣经的细节，圣经讲什么东西。 OK， 所以就是等一下我们要看这节圣经什么意思，他们说没有意思，他们讲法。所以就他们说整个的就说看看整本圣经的主要的 emphasis 是什么。 OK， totality， 整个 emphasis 是什么。可是我要跟问他们说，如果你不晓得圣经的每一个细节，你怎么晓得整个圣经是讲什么，对不对？如果我在这里讲了十句话，你一句话都没有听懂，那你怎么晓得说王守仁所讲的那十，他讲了十句话的总结是什么？根本没办法知道，对不对？你的 totality 要从哪里知道？要从 detail 来知道。可是他们说 detail 不要紧，只要知道 totality 就好， totality 就好。 totality 哪里来？ totality 就是 detail 的总和嘛，对不对？ totality is a sum of the details， so you cannot just say OK， I'm only interested in the totality， I'm not interested in details， doesn't make sense， because you can only get the totality or the emphasis by looking into all the details， the details add together to make the totality。 OK， nowFourthly, mythological principle. Mythological principle, 他们就是说啊，所谓 mythology 就是说，不是圣经讲什么就是什么。比如说圣经说耶稣复活了，你不要以为耶稣真的复活了。耶稣复活意思就是什么？耶稣复活所代表的意思就是说，耶稣没有白死，耶稣死掉以后啊，他的那个效力，他的影响力还存在这个世界。OK， 那么 by mythology, they are saying, suppose.We talk about resurrection of Jesus. Now, don't just merely think actually Jesus' body came out from the tomb. They say, well, that's nonsense. That's not what the Bible means. They say that Bible, what Bible means is that, well, Jesus still has his influence even after his death. Jesus did not die in vain. That means resurrection. Okay. Well, for example, they talk about four.In the Old Testament, they talk about man's fall, 人类的堕落，亚当死者亚当夏娃犯罪。They would say, well, fall really does not mean man commits sin. Fall of the human race really means that man inevitably corrupt his moral nature. 就是什么叫做堕落？各位晓得那 fall 就是各位晓得我讲意思啊，就是亚当犯罪，我们叫做堕落。他们说堕落不是说真的亚当夏娃犯了罪了，堕落这个 myth， 这个神话，不是神的话，是神话，这个神秘的话，或者这个神话是什么呢？这个神话就代表说人性啊，本来就在道德上一定的败坏，只是代表这一点，所以没有亚当夏娃堕落那件事实，只是代表说人的本性啊，我们的本性就那么坏，人的本性就会一而腐坏。OK， 或者比如说讲耶稣基督道成肉身，他们说耶稣基督道成不是说真正的有神来到这个世界成为人，那根本没有那回事。可是道成肉身代表什么呢？代表说我们人自己没有办法来解决我们的罪的问题。That's all. Incarnation does not really mean God, that word become flesh, God become human being. No, that's not.The incarnations mean that man's problem of sin and guilt, okay, is beyond our own power to solve it. Okay, we're gonna solve the problem of sin and give ourselves. That's all. What is represented? Therefore, they said, do not pay attention to what it says, but pay attention to what it means. 就是这个意思。Okay, 就不要以为说真的死者是亚当夏娃犯罪了，他说、根本不要把这个当成一回事。真正的意思就是说，我们人的本性都会败坏，那这样才好。所以就是这个就是有一点像，不像莲姐那么厉害了。不过这个就会跟等一下我们所要讲的，说圣经里面讲什么，我们怎么去找出圣经怎么讲？他说你找出那个干什么？那个没用。Because you try to find out what Bible say, what Bible say doesn't count. You have to find what Bible means. 这是他们的讲法，所以我们就要对付这个东西。Okay, that's the reason why we talk this kind of thing. Okay, next. 第五个这个比较简单一点。是什么呢？就是说叫做 existential principle. That means when we read the Bible, we are not to read for the content of the Bible or to read to find out the content of Revelation, but merely expect we become conscious of God's presence. Namely, we expect Revelation to occur. Now, Revelation occurs when we become conscious of God's presence. Okay, 我用国语讲啊，就说啊，当我们念圣经的时候，我们并不知道圣经里面去找出神要告诉我们的真理，不是。我们念圣经只是希望，在我念圣经的时候，忽然用一些中国教会的一些人很喜欢讲的话，就是我希望念圣经的时候，忽然有亮光起来了，忽然得到亮光。他们所讲的就是这个。所谓亮光，其实他们说什么呢？这是我用中国教会的俗语讲的了。说我念圣经的目的，并不是要了解圣经，是目的要得到亮光。所以他们意思就是说啊，我念圣经不是要真正的找出圣经里面所讲的真理，我念圣经只是念，在念圣经的时候，忽然能够感觉到神的存在，神的同在 ，the presence of God， 那就是 revelation。OK， 所以我才会讲那么多话，就是因为很多我们中国教育有很多传统的思想啊，那种讲法跟这很像。得到亮光，忽然得到亮光。所谓亮光，就是那套东西。好，最后这个比较麻烦，最后回答刚才那个陈姊妹是吧问的那个问题，这是 paradoxical principle。paradoxical 是什么呢？也不一定是矛盾，不过这就是 paradox。Paradox 这句话实在很难讲，很难翻啊！我先跟各位讲一件事就是了啊，在我们的一般的这一个逻辑里面呢、我们一般的逻辑里面呢 ，OK， 如果 A 是对的话 ，A 的反面就不对 ，Right？ 如果 A 是对，那 A 的反面就不对，是不是？来、right? 所以把这个表达出来，就是说 A is not non-A， non-A 就是 A 的相反的 right? If A is true, then the opposite of A cannot be true. That is the ordinary logic， 我们一般的逻辑。 Therefore to express this, we say A is not non-A， 那么 A and non-A are opposite， 对不对？ A 跟 non-A 是彼此相反的啦。所以如果 A 是对的话， non A 就不对了，对不对？可是他们的说法是什么呢？ They say A is A and non A at the same time， 就是说啊，他们说 A 也可以对，同时 A 的相反也可以对， OK， 所以就很奇怪了啊，实在是很奇怪，实在很奇怪。
问你，那不是就像说得到生命的要丧失生命，这个就是 paradox。
不一样。那个、得到生命跟不要丧失生命的那个 paradox 跟这个 paradox 不大一样。OK， 那种 paradox 另外一回事，跟这个不大一样。 好了，我就跟各位，既然您问出这个问题了，我就讲一下好了。比如说，你为着为了得到生命的，必赏掉你的生命；为了神的国赏掉你生命的，必得到你的生命。OK， 那个是什么意思？那个意思从心理学上讲起来蛮有道理的。OK， 我就这么讲好了。比如说啊 ，OK， 比如说一个教授，他以为说，哎，我懂得很多啊。那我现在把我所晓得的都教这个学生啊，都把学生教会了，结果变成什么了？你们跟我同等，或者你们比我更强，对不对？如果这样的话，那不行啊，那我教授当不住了，所以我就把我懂的东西留一些，我不教给你们，不教给你们，所以你们永远保持一个距离，你们不会跟我同等。如果一个教授这么想的话，那个教授已经赏掉了他的 professorship， 对不对？他已经赏掉了好的教授，对不对？所以那个不是这种 paradox， 那是一种 paradox， 对，看起来好像 paradox， 事实上不是矛盾的。
那这种是哪一种？
这一种是说什么呢？这种啊，是讲什么种？比如说，你告诉他说，也是从死里复活了吗？他说对，好，也是从死里复活，所以就说他的身体从死里出来嘛，对不对？他说不对。你问他也是真的从死里复活吗？没有，他就是用一个 assertion and counter assertion， OK， 他讲一件事，同时又讲那个相反的事，所以你捉摸不到，你一天到晚捉摸不到，你没有办法 pinpoint down what he says， 永远在那里找逃。他说，你说，也许他跟你说也是神的儿子，好，你说啊，你讲也是神的儿子哦，是不是？没有，我没讲，不是，也是不是神的儿子，他这么说。他的讲法是说什么？他的说法就是说啊，因为神离开我们离开的那么远，神是那么绝对的超越，我们人的头脑有限，所以我们绝没有办法完清楚的了解神，所以啊，我们就一定要用这一个 paradox 的方法来讲到神的事。OK， 那是他们主要的讲法，主要的原因呢，他们用是 paradox 的原因在这里，就是说啊，因为神是那么超越，离开我们那么远。那么高，超过我们那么远，对不对？所以我们人的这个头脑，有限的头脑，绝没有办法来了解神。
这个一半是对的。
对，那就是他不一半。所以啊，我常常跟我学生讲啊 ，OK， 完全的撒谎，完全的 lie， 影响不会那么大。最怕的是什么呢？最危险是 half truth， 半真理最危险。半真理是最危险 ，OK， 真正的一个撒谎啊，百分之百的撒谎啊，我不怕，因为我看晓得你这个是撒谎嘛，我更理不理。可是，一般的真理听起来蛮有道理的，可是一方面，这个很危险 ，OK。Let me speak in English first, and then come back deal with this issue. Namely, they are saying they are using assertion and counter assertion at the same time. OK, assertion and counter assertion.They will say, for example, they make an assertion, Jesus is risen. Jesus has been resurrected. Okay, this is assertion. Now, if you pinpoint down and say, okay, now, you say Jesus is resurrected. Now, at the same time, you say, no. Use counter assertion, Jesus is not resurrected. Okay, the reason why they make this so that we cannot really pinpoint down what he really says. Okay, so you cannot...Really pinpoint down, clearly say what you really mean. You can make it. The reason why they said this is that they said God is so far away, radically different from us, so that we cannot understand God. Therefore, the most we can do is just use this kind of assertion and non-assertion. 我们就因为神是那么的聪明，那么的高，离开我们那么高，离开我们那么远。所以我们这有限的头脑没有办法了解神，所以我们只能这样说。好，我来破这个半真理 half truth， 没有错，因为神是绝对的，是绝对的。我们有限的头脑绝不能够完全了解神，这是对。OK， 可是有一件事情我们不要忘掉，神所启示给我们那一部分。我们可以了解，来。如果神启示给我们呢，我们都不能了解的话，那问题 不只是在我们，你就说你要神没有能力，对不对？因为神没有能力，所以他没有办法，他要告诉我们的真理启示，使我们能够了解他，对不对？所以讲解，结果讲解其实是讲解好像很有道理，事实上他就说神无能，来，神无能 ，OK， we are understanding， OK， so I don't repeat in English then， OK， if you don't tell me so I repeat that English because this is very important， this is a half truth， OK。他们说这一点他很重要啊，所以他们说啊，因为是神，因为他们这么讲啊，看起来好像很发疯啊，对不对？一个 intellectual honest 的人，他说你这个完全是 intellectual dishonest， 你骗人嘛，从理智上讲起来。所以为了要防备这个，他们就说什么呢？他们就说神的启示我们没有办法用我们的理智了解。他说我们如果要了解神的理智，我们需要牺牲我们的理智。我们如果要了解神的启示，我们必须要牺牲我们的理智。That's what they say， 跟那中国传统教的讲法一样。They say in order to understand the revelation of God， we have to forget about our reason。 OK， but let me say this， 很重要一点，最只凭我们的理智，我们绝没有办法来了解神，没有错。可是神所启示出来的，神的启示并没有违反我们的理智。What God reveals is not against our reason, but by reason alone we cannot know fully understand God. Yes, but whatever God reveals, let me illustrate this point. For example, 这个代表神，这个大圈代表神。This is total God.我们没有办法完全了解神，没有错 ，OK。可是神把这小部分启示向我们启示了，所以神所启示这小部分，这部分我们可以了解 ，OK。神没有启示那一部分我们没有办法了解。神所启示的这一部分我们可以了解，而且神的启示并没有违反了我们的理性，所以我们根本不要牺牲我们的理性 ，OK。Is that clear? Namely, we cannot fully understand God true.But we can understand God so far as God reveals himself to us. And what God reveals is not against our reason. Therefore, this is a very, very important portion. Okay, very important thing to keep in mind here. Let me illustrate this point.Now, you don't know what I have in my pocket here. You don't know. Right? You don't know what I have here. So, even though you are as clever as Einstein, you still do not know. You don't know what I have in here, right? So, it takes my revelation for you to know. I have to show that to you. Now, of course, I said what the revelation is. Revelation is to reveal.OK， 我口袋里面有一个东西啊，你看不懂，你不知道什么东西。不管你多聪明，你像爱因斯坦那么聪明，也不晓，没有办法晓的，对不对？你要怎么晓的？当然要我拿出来给你看，拿出来给你看就是启示，启示就是说把这个盖的东西拿掉，来 ，OK。那当我把这个启示出来的时候啊，我拿出来给各位看啊，这是什么东西？你晓得这个纸，你怎么晓的？是不是用你的理智，对不对？你要不要牺牲你的理智才晓得这是纸？不要，是吧？所以就是说，如果不拿出来，你不晓得这是什么东西。可是等我拿出来以后啊，你的理智就可以晓得了。你不要牺牲你的理智 ，OK？ 你说 ，understand？ Unless I reveal to you, you do not know what's inside here. OK? You don't know what's inside here. But once I reveal it.Take out to you. Now you know what it is, right? You know this is paper. Now the fact that you know this is paper is not against your reason. You need to use your reason as a matter of fact to know this is a paper. Okay? 一个头脑发疯的人呢，他已经丧失理智的人，我把这个拿给他看，看一百遍，他都不晓得这个什么东西。Okay? 所以啊，在圣经上讲啊，我们的理智非常非常的重要。我们的信心从来没有违反我们的理智，可是只靠我们的理智，我们没有办法了解神。 可是神所启示出来的，要问我们的，用我们的理智才能够了解，而且神所启示出来那一部分，我们理智可以了解。这点上是这个你要说的是错误的地方。OK， 那如果我们不把这个弄清楚的话，我们等一下讲怎么查经呢，都没用了。OK， 所以以上我们已经看了各种不同的查经的方法，有些有它的好处，有些有它的坏处，等等。有没有问题？如果没有问题，我们谈到其他的事。所以接下来我那么很 confused 的那个问题，大概稍微有点帮助，对不对？
So,
yes.
I have a question, but it's in number 5, it's from existential
principle. Is it essential principle? Yes. Okay, what does it mean?
This is not trying to find the truth, but only expect to find the revelation.
Not to find a revelation, but expect revelation to occur. Okay. Namely, suddenly you have consciousness of God's presence. 就等于中国人一些中国教会喜欢讲的，嘿，忽然得到亮光了。
可是有时候我们念那个圣经是吧，以前已经念过，一点没有什么，到你下次
没有错，没有错，我没有反对那一点，大帅，对，
是的
，right， 就是说 ，sometime 这些圣经我已经念过很久，还有好几次 ，but sometime suddenly 这一句话 speak to me to my situation，
对
，OK， 那一种情况跟他们所讲的不太一样 ，OK。所谓亮光跟这个 OK， 亮光 是另外一回事的，不过这个也不是这个亮光，换句话这个就是说从前对我好像没有发生很大作用的圣经，现在好像是 bring me a new conviction， that's a different thing、
okay.
to me I think that's different from 或他们所讲亮光。
那么
他们所讲亮光啊，就是好像我也很难讲。
Is it, you know, every time they pick up the Bible, they expect to read it and then say, ah, this is the only vehicle that can get an awareness of God's presence. Is this what you're trying to say?
No, what they're saying is, you mean about 亮光?
Yes.
Well, I'm not 亮光专家. So the different from they say. But usually what they talk about 亮光 is that,suddenly seems like well, I'm reading this Bible. Yeah, so far as I understand what they talk about 亮光, they understand suddenly say, okay, God seems to be present suddenly, present and speak to me in a very specific way. I think it seems like that kind of thing they're talking about. But I probably we need to talk to 亮光专家 to find out exactly what they're talking about. Yes.
Can you give another example for paradoxical principle?
Paradoxical principle.Okay, let me say, okay, for example, they talk about, okay, is Jesus Christ, God becomes Son, incarnation, for example. They will proclaim, yeah, Jesus Christ is God becomes man, okay, incarnated. But at the same time, he's not. Now, they always make this kind of statement. He is and he's not. He is and he's not. Because he said that,If we begin to make a very simple clear statement, that means that we fully understand that truth, and we are not supposed to fully understand the truth. Okay, we are not supposed to, because God is so supreme, and we are limited in our mind, in our brain. Yeah.
So when do they think it's true, and when do they think it's not true?
Well, whenever you push them from that direction, they run from that direction. Now, I talked to them many times.So I know what they're talking. Usually, this is the kind of the game they play. Because I usually go to their office and sit down and start talking. Okay, you make this. Then, if this is true, then this. Then he starts to say, no, that's, I deny that. I always shine like this. So you cannot really pinpoint them down. I'm talking this from my first-hand experience.
How
did he say that? Huh? How did he say that? Wait a因为有时候你要跟他讲，对不对？你跟他讲说 ，OK， 你在课堂里面，在什么地方你讲这句话 ，OK， 那这个是真理。如果这个真理的话 ，OK， 那结论就是什么？那看结论一来啊，因为常常我会跟他讲 ，OK， 你如果你所讲这样的话，那就有超自然存在了吗？他说没有，没有超自然存在。我说如果没有超自然存在的话，你为什么讲这句话？哎，我讲这句话是讲片面而已，真的讲的是说这个是真，同时是假， 他们上圣讨啊，你看他们的书差不多都是这样的啊。他们主要的原因，主要的原因在于说，讲起来听得蛮有道理的，好像蛮有道理的。他说因为神是无限的，我们有限的头脑绝没有办法了解他，所以就说神讲出来的话就是神讲话。当然他们说神不讲话，甚至神讲出来的话你也没有办法了解他，对，因为你懂得我的话，因为你是人我是人， OK， 那神是神，所以神讲出来的话人没有办法了解，所以才一定要用这种诡蔽的方法 dialectic paradoxical。 所以他就要这样的话他就不负责任了，他不敢讲什么东西他就不会负责任。那这句话听起来蛮有道理的，就好像你看神是无限的，我们有限人怎么了解他，听起来蛮有道理。 Half truth That is very dangerous. OK? Yes?
Is it possible for you to tell us which denomination or which church that are practicing all the denominations?
OK. This thing cut across all denominational lines. So we cannot say which denomination is this, that. We cannot do that.
And we okay. have heard lots in the seminaries, modern seminaries.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing.
Right.
You go to seminary to
yeah.
learn and what they have taught.
You know? That's right. That's right, yes. But of course, not my seminary. Let me make that clear.
How do you go by saying that when
the
minute, you're practicing all these existentialists?
Yeah.
Or you are the liberal or the whatever? I mean, it's very subjective thing, in other words.
No, it's not subjective thing. It's objective, but you have to know more to pin them down. Okay, it's not many people. Many times they will not really tell you that. Even when you go to hear them preach, you are not sure because they use many kind of terminology. Okay, but they mean different things. Really, in one sense, they are allegorizing. they mean different things than what we mean. Okay, they talk about we need conversion. They talk about we need to make decision. 我们需要觉知，讲很多很多东西。不过 they。
This is the end of side one. Please stop your machine at this point. Turn the tape over to play side two. Thank you.